Hello, thank you for joining another Sun Life Group Benefits podcast. I'm Rachel McNeil Thompson, the Assistant Vice President of Marketing Communications and Client Experience for Sun Life Group Benefits. With me today is one of our senior mental health consultants, Carmen Bellows.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Carmen. It's so great to have you here with me today. Carmen is actually responsible for coaching and training Sun Life's Western Regional Disability Management team. Her focus is to improve case management skills and understanding of mental health among our disability case managers. She also works with plan sponsors to help them make the best of their workplace mental health strategies. Carmen is actually a registered psychologist and holds a master's degree in counseling psychology. Again, thanks for joining me today, Carmen.
My pleasure.
Today's discussion will focus on new workplace mental health findings from Sun Life's most recent barometer study. The report asked Canadians about their attitudes towards all aspects of well-being, including mental, physical, and financial health. Carmen, can you tell us about the findings in this particular study?
Absolutely. You know, the 2019 survey highlighted some really important trends. It showed us that the incidence of self-reported mental health issues are on the rise. About 60% of working Canadians have experienced a mental health issue, an increase from 52% in 2017. We also learned from the survey responses that people aren't always accessing support. 60% of working Canadians with a mental health condition don't use the tools and resources available through their workplace benefits. Today, we'll discuss those two trends. I'll also explain how Sun Life can work with employers to help identify some of the causes of mental health claims, as well as to implement solutions that can help.
It's alarming, Carmen, that Canadians are increasingly reporting that they have experienced a mental health issue. In your opinion, why do you think that is?
It's an important question, and really there isn't one definitive answer. Some of the influences could be societal. For example, social isolation and loneliness are on the rise. There are a number of reasons for this, including the decline of social institutions, such as organized religions and other forms of community. Ironically, social media usage and the presence of smartphones everywhere may also be drivers of loneliness. The more time people spend on social media or online, the less time they may be spending developing and maintaining deeper in-person relationships. Another part of the picture could be that people are simply more comfortable disclosing that they're struggling with mental health issues than they have been in the past. In other words, it could be the stigma around mental health that's actually lessening, increasing reporting. There also seems to be a generational component. According to the barometer study, 66% of millennials report having dealt with a mental health issue at some point in their life. This compares to 46% of older Canadians.
Why do you think, Carmen, that millennials are reporting mental health issues more than any other generations?
It's an interesting question, and the generational picture is quite unique. It looks to be more complex than one generation being more vulnerable to experiencing mental health issues than another. It's important to point out that this survey statistic is based on self-reported experience, which is not necessarily an indicator of diagnosis or mental health disability claims. In fact, according to the Sun Life data, mental health long-term disability claims are much more common among workers who are 35 to 55 years of age compared to millennials. We know that part of the reason for this is because of the stressors associated with that life stage, such as career pressures, taking care of kids, and aging parents and finances. However, millennials had the highest growth rate in claims incidents. So one fear is that millennials will be much more likely to go on claim when they hit mid-career. We also know that younger generations are more likely to talk openly about mental health. 76% of millennials who report mental health challenges are speaking to their loved ones about it, compared to 65% of older Canadians. We also learned that despite being the most likely to talk about their mental health with family and friends, millennials are the least likely to seek help from health professionals, at 39%. Overall, all Canadians are not making use of the resources available to them to support their mental health. This is true for millennials as well. 61% of millennials have not made use of their workplace mental health benefits, compared to 60% of all Canadians. The same is true for their use of resources provided by the government. 76% of millennials who reported mental health issues are not using free government-funded therapy and e-therapy programs, compared to 78% of all Canadians.
You bring up a great point there on access. You also mentioned that 60% of working Canadians suffering from mental health issues aren't accessing support through their workplace benefits.
We also know from our own claims data that only a small percentage of plan members are using their benefits plan to access mental health professionals. Why do you think employees aren't accessing the resources available to them?
Again, it could be for a number of reasons. Sometimes these individuals don't realize what resources are available to them, whether it may be for maintaining their mental health on a day-to-day basis or during a difficult time. Plan design and awareness is another issue. For example, people may be simply not aware of the benefit that they have. They might also be confused over what types of benefits are covered under their plan, as well as the continued stigma associated with mental health counseling, including the employee's fear that their employer will find out that they're actually using a service. Another factor is that plans typically have a $500 annual maximum. However, a one-hour session with a psychologist on average costs $200 in most provinces. This means high out-of-pocket costs, especially since treatment can involve multiple counseling sessions over many weeks. At Sun Life, we provide coverage for a variety of mental health professionals, but it's up to the plan sponsor to decide what professionals they choose to be covered by their plan.
So I want to come back and revisit the idea of stigma with you. How do you think stigma can be reduced in the workplace?
Well, from my experience, it has to start at the top, and it has to start with workplace culture. Establishing the values, policies, and practices that create a space where the employee feels truly safe and supported. We also need full buy-in from senior leadership, which is essential for the process. They must embody these values and lead by examples. You can have all of the best programs, but if you don't have the culture and leadership to support those programs, then success will be low.
That's so true. So how can employers play a role when supporting employees, whether they're at work, off work, or even returning to work?
Your greatest opportunity as an employer is to keep your employees healthy. For example, prevention, understanding the elements of a psychologically safe workplace. The National Standard of Canada for Psychological Health and Safety in the Workplace is a set of voluntary guidelines, tools, and resources. They guide organizations in promoting mental health and preventing psychological harm at work. The document discusses the 13 factors of psychological health and safety in the workplace. Two of those 13 factors focus on workplace culture. The first is organizational culture, and that's a work environment characterized by trust, honesty, and fairness. The other is clear leadership and expectations. A work environment where there is effective leadership and support that helps employees to understand what they need to do, as well as how their work contributes to the overall organization, and whether or not there are impending changes coming, can create that great workplace culture. We also need to educate your people leaders so they can identify mental illness and help raise awareness about resources that are available to employees. The right training can also help people leaders to intervene early and provide the right support. Analyze your own data and take strategic action. Sun Life's Organizational Health Consultants, or OHCs, provide strategic guidance to employers on addressing health risks identified in disability and health benefits plan. Each organizational health consultant has strong industry-based experience across the continuum of absence, disability, wellness, mental health, and organizational health. Those OHCs take a data-driven approach. They use proprietary assessment tools to help employers identify risks such as corporate culture, safety, psychological health, wellness, absence, and disability management, all at the program level. With this comprehensive data analysis, organizational health consultants help connect employers with programs and resources they want to put into place to decrease the incidence of absence and disability. For example, employers may want to focus on targeted action, such as manager mental health training and peer-to-peer support programs. Finally, organizational health consultants can help to measure the impact and the outcomes of those pilots or in those programs. I work closely with our organizational health consultants, as well as disability case managers, rehabilitation consultants, and our extended network of medical professionals. I'm one of three full-time registered psychologists available to support and embed subject matter expertise in the field of mental health. We review and consult on complex mental health absences, coach, train, and oversee pilots using our latest innovations. As a senior mental health consultant, I also provide local support and knowledge of the regional healthcare resources and needs. There are many other ways that employers can take action when it comes to workplace mental health. The right approach can help manage the costs associated with rising mental health trends while also supporting a healthy workplace culture. It really just starts with a conversation, just like what we're doing here today.
You've provided some great points on the current state of mental health in Canada, how workplaces are impacted, and the role of employers. Thank you so much, Carmen, for taking the time to share your thoughts with us today. To learn more about Sun Life Barometer Study, visit sunlife.ca. Or to learn more about how you can take action on your workplace mental health strategy, contact your Sun Life Group Benefits representative. Thank you for listening.